Since I have no stellar career from which I can impart great words of wisdom, I do, however, have a few things to say about being the mother of two teenagers. First of all, help! What was I thinking? I actually thought it would be easier to be a mother than to get a job. When I graduated from college, my father asked, "What's next?" I recall saying something extraordinarily stupid, like, "I think I'll just get married and have children." Whereupon he said, "I hate to tell you, darling, but you don't even have a boyfriend. What's plan B?" My delusional life was, get married, have babies. A couple gets engaged and people ask about the ring and the dress. Better yet, they should ask, "Do you really think that you can share a bathroom and a remote control with this person?" Then here come those bundles of joy. At the baby shower, instead of cupcakes and tea, they should serve humble pie and Xanax. One day, these darling babies are making handmade Mother's Day cards and sitting on your lap. And then wham! Something happens and they just morph. These teenagers will hate your guts, be mortified by every syllable, and wish that you would simultaneously be struck mute and invisible. God forbid that I should ever get out of my car or speak to one of their friends. The previously precious baby girl will inevitably find her way to the mall, and Forever 21, where the items of clothing are so small they sell them by the ounce. What amazes me is that people from certain lines of work ever reproduce, like people in the juvenile delinquency field or high school teachers. Wouldn't you think they'd know better? I myself worked in a children's clothing store, so I didn't have a clue. Once my son got into trouble, I took away every single toy and privilege except his toothbrush. Having depleted my punishment arsenal, I hit below the belt. I made him go bowling with me. To be forced to bowl with your mother is the equivalent of suburban waterboarding. Sometimes to retaliate, I like to pick a topic that drives them crazy and very deliberately ask, "Would you like to talk about this?" For instance, if R.C. Soles were my son, I would say, "Would you like to talk about teenage boys?" And if Lindsay Lohan were my daughter, I would say, "Would you like to talk about going to the pokey?" And to all those parents out there with the bumper stickers that say, "I'm so proud of my Eagle Scout, trilingual, captain of the universe, child who makes up their bed and writes his thank you notes on time," mine says, "I'm crossing my fingers, holding my breath, and praying to God."